Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Marty, good morning. Sure, I can hear fine.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's something interesting happened since we did our last interview. The supposed to be a higher sound quality on the shows. So you're actually going to be the first one. We'll find out how it sounds. I did a couple of tests yesterday, and it sounds like a more studio quality, you know? So so that's kind of exciting. Yeah.
I like being a groundbreaker, you know?
I guess so, right? So
even if it's little things like sound.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, I was listening to the interview, and I thought it sounded very natural, and you know, it was just a nice conversation, and that's what we want for the shows. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like two guys almost like having coffee with each other, you know, and just talking, and it came out that way. So I was very pleased with the show, you know. So we left off with the blog, Mark. I mean, so we almost got to the very end of it, and I mentioned that you were working on this blog, and so I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about that, and then we'll tell our listeners how to get information on how to get in touch with you.
Okay, Marty, you know, my blog is, I'm starting a new blog. It's called therealestateexaminer.org, and it's an educational blog that I'm getting involved in here. I've just started, just launched it.
Okay,
so there's not a lot there yet. I'm hoping that I can get your listeners to kind of help me out. You know, we've brought up a number of subjects during our talk that I think may have sparked some interest on your listeners. And if they could give me a little feedback on these and give me some subjects and topics, I'd expand on those and do some blogs on those. So it's realestateexam.org. That's the best way to contact me. Go right there, say contact us, and send me their email, and I'll get right back to them. I think that's the best way.
That's great. And then have you thought about topics, Mark, as far as I know, like the listeners are going to kind of give you some ideas as far as like what to talk about, but I guess there's like dozens of different topics you can write about from all your experience, isn't there?
You know, I've thought of issues on lease related, really give me questions on lease related topics, questions on property types, property sizes, just a myriad of issues that come up when a customer is looking for property or dealing with real estate, and they could expand it if a customer is looking to buy a piece of property. We can have a discussion on how to buy properties, you know, values and properties, how to value them, how to take your business model and use that into buying a piece of property. So we can go that way as well.
I was teaching a course last week, Mark, and I was talking to my students about negotiation, and a lot of the students were mentioning how they weren't very good at negotiating. Isn't that where someone like you comes in as well? You know, I mean, again, getting to know you over time, I can see how you would certainly fight for your clients.
Right. Well, negotiations is key. You know, there's so many pieces of the lease that the franchisees aren't really, you know, experts in. And I've done enough leases, and I mentioned Kevin Hine earlier today. Kevin and I have done some amazing negotiations for tenants on leases and gotten very, very, very favorable terms.
Wow. And that's great, because I think the average person, I think maybe, or I'm thinking, Mark, again, you have more experience in this than I do, but, you know, that there's sometimes people, they go into franchising and they don't even know that there's any part of the, there is no negotiation. They just think that whatever the landlord says, that's okay. And whatever the franchisor says, that's okay, you know, and it's not always true, is it? I mean, negotiation is important to being successful in this whole process, isn't it?
It is, Marty. And if I could just bring up, you know, as you're talking, you've made me think of two, if I can just bring up two little issues where it's point in case. Lease transfers, negotiating a lease transfer. Let's assume for a minute, franchisee grows, he picks up two new concepts, and he creates a new partnership.
Right.
Or let's assume for a minute that he just picks up a new partner. He's growing. He's got a license to three or four more locations, picks up a partner. Or, you know, and let's assume maybe that he just wants to sell the business.
Right.
So he's got to make sure that this transfer issue, and that's very, very important in a lease negotiation.
Sure.
And there's one other thing, maybe just exit strategies. I think these kind of things in a good negotiation, an exit strategy, you know, here in New York, we have what's called a good guy guarantee. A good guy guarantee clearly defines for the franchisee what it is that he's up against if he wants to walk away from the lease. And that's important to negotiate terms that are very favorable to the franchisee. Those are just two subjects, Marty. You know, it's a whole lease, and we don't have time to go over everything, but those are kind of two points that are critical for negotiations.
Those are two blogs right there, right, Marcus, for our topics, you know, exit strategies.
Absolutely. I think that's very important. I'll put a blog up on those.
I'm glad you said that, too, because, you know, I mean, in the 8 years of doing the show, I think we've only spoken about exit strategies maybe once or twice, and that's not enough. I don't think I ever told you this. I got involved in a business deal back in 1999, and when it came time to get out of the business, there was no exit strategy. And you can imagine what a mess it was when I tried to get out of it. It was just, and of course, it had to go to court, and you know, it's never pretty, you know, it's, you have to have an exit strategy.
And that's actually what I have seen more franchisees get in so much trouble like you did, because that was the wrong negotiation up front. And it's more about, like I said earlier, it's about education, understanding the lease and negotiating, being in a strong negotiating place.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Well, this has been a great conversation, Mark. And I would like to continue this conversation, you know, with you. And, you know, I know there's some other things that we spoke about as far as other topics we can address on the show. And I would like to do that with you, you know, so I think that is fantastic. So the blog again is realestateexaminer.org. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's fantastic. And we'll direct our listeners in that direction. And that's great. So that's good. So that's a
wrap.
You know
what I'll do, Marty? Yeah. Is as things come up, as topics come up, I think I'll share them with you. It might be nice to have a session where we actually have some listeners maybe chime in and talk about some of these topics like transfers, and you know, it might help people out.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Now, in part two, we always do a part two of the show where we play clips from previous shows. I can give you a choice. I can play a clip from our interview with Kevin Hine, or a clip from our interview with Michael Gerber. They're like 3-minute clips. They're called Great Quotes in Franchising. And, you know, Michael says something very profound. So we play a couple commercials and then we go into our Great Quotes in Franchising. So it might be nice because it can kind of like, you know, we spoke a little bit about Michael on the show and we spoke about Kevin on the show. Right. So I can give you a choice on that. You have a preference on?
You know, something I think, Michael Gerber is motivational and would be tremendous. But I think Kevin Hine is more to the business point.
Sure.
You know, I think Kevin Hine really talks to, because I remember listening to Kevin's interview, and he's more directive. You know, he's, guys, here's some things you need to look at, whereas they're both great. You know, something.
They are both great. It's hard to choose between both. You know, Kevin's title was on, I'll have to send it to you. It was a podcast. It was a 3-minute clip, and he was talking about the hallmark of franchising. You know, and just the way he described it was really, it was fantastic. And he has a sense of humor, too. There was some laughing, I remember, on that segment, too. I can't remember what he said, but I remember we were all laughing together, you know. So he's a real funny guy at the same time, you know. So
that would be my suggestion. I would go for the Kevin on that one. Like I said, there's not many people like Michael Gerber. But I think for this particular application, I think Kevin's the right guy.
That's good. I have also a bunch of restaurant food franchise interviews coming up, some big restaurants over the next several weeks. And I don't even know off the top of my head which ones they are, but I think there's some pretty big ones that you might be interested in. So I can kind of maybe connect you or steer you in those directions as well. So
that'd be wonderful.
So that's good.
Wonderful.
All right, so that's great. So I have a little editing to do, know, with this morning's show, but it's going to sound great. I'll send you a sample of it when it's done. I should have it done by 12 o'clock today.
So you're going to put it out on Thursday, you think?
Yeah, and then we'll play it live on this Thursday, Mark. Yeah, so that's fantastic.
Great.
So, Yeah, and I think that's. I have your picture on the show page. Is there any like logos or anything like that you want me to put up there or to associate you with? Like, did you want
Just
the ego
real estate
logo
exam.
or?
No, just realestateexamined.org. Which photo do you have? Do you know which photo you have? The
I
one?
have the most recent one that was off. I think it was off the EVO website.
Yeah, you wrote that. That's all right. It's not the
I'm
best, but
pretty
that's
sure
fine. That's a good one.
that's okay. But if you
Yeah,
want to send me
that's.
another one, send it to me. It takes really. It just takes a minute to get it up on the site. So
I've got one that's a little more casual. I might send you another one. You can pick which one you like the best. I'll do that
that's
today.
fine. Yeah, send me those.
I think I should send you the one that I have up on Real Estate Examiner.
Okay, that
I'll
sounds
send
good.
you
Yeah,
that
that's
one, and
good
you
because
can
this
take
way
a
they'll
look at.
recognize you then, because that's where they're going too. So you want it to be
Right.
have that consistency. So that's fantastic. So that's
I'll
great.
send that
All
one.
right, well,
All
this is
right, I'll
terrific.
do it.
Thanks again, Mark, for
All
calling
right.
in. Sorry for the getting disconnected,
Yeah.
but we got the final interview done. So that's
Not a problem.
fantastic.
It's wonderful. We have
All
lots more
right,
to talk
Mark.
about.
We have
All
lots more
right,
to
Marty.
talk about. So you have a great day today, and I'll
Thanks.
talk to you soon, Mark. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Marty.
And show and episode.